Income inequality in the city of Boston is getting worse. 15 years ago, the richest 20% of Boston households earned 24 times the poorest 20%. Today, the rich earn 30 times more than the poor. Here's another picture. Since the year 2000, the poorest 20% of households have seen their income grow on average by just $931 a year. But the top 5% are now earning $122,000 more a year. The numbers are being released today by the Boston Foundation as part of its project called the Boston Indicators Report. Jessica Martin is director of the Boston Indicators Project at the Boston Foundation and joins us here in the studio this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
A lot of information in this report. The starkest area seems to be in income inequality. What's the income gap look like in the city of Boston, and what's it mean for residents?
Well, this is really a headline that we've been telling about Boston since we started tracking progress and putting out these reports in the year 2000, but has really escalated in the years since the recession and the recovery. And we all know that we're adding population, we're more vibrant than ever, but we're growing in a very bifurcated way. So the fastest growing household by numbers and percentages are those at the very top, so households earning $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year, whereas on the other side, we see a lot of growth almost in equal numbers in households earning less than $20,000, $15,000, and even $10,000 a year. And this plays out pretty starkly when you look at it by neighborhood. There's a real shape to this inequality that mirrors other indicators like educational attainment, child poverty, et cetera.
If the gap between the rich and the poor is growing, what's happening in the middle to middle-income earners?
Mm-hmm. We're seeing a hollowing out in terms of the overall share of the population, both of people and of households. But what we are starting to see more of is this kind of emerging hidden poverty in Boston. Folks who aren't necessarily in poverty or at household incomes that would qualify for food subsidies, child care subsidies, but maybe aren't economically self-sufficient.
I have to say that income inequality has been an issue that people have been talking about for a long time now. In this report, it's kind of discouraging to find out that after all the attention, the problem is growing.
Well, that's where I think it's important to continue to focus on the assets. The Boston Indicators Project was founded to be an asset-oriented, forward-looking effort and using data as a tool to help us keep on track to where we want Boston to be, not where we don't want to be. And so I think when you look around at the resources that Boston has, both in its economic prosperity, but also we have a profound nonprofit and civic and social sector. And it's been done before. We've bent the curve on a lot of indicators, including childhood lead poisoning and even college completion for Boston's high school students.
Well, there are bright spots in the report, in particular when the report talks about population and corporate institutions.
Mm-hmm. Even just 10, 12 years ago, one of the big headlines about Boston was the fact that we were losing young, talented knowledge workers at a faster rate than just about any other large U.S. city. And they were leaving for warmer, cheaper climates. And today we see that Boston continues to just grow and grow in population. And a huge portion of this is driven by that 20 to 34 highly educated population. Boston has also become a much more walkable city, transit-friendly, bike-friendly city.
And in fact, the report says, as surprising as this would be to a lot of commuters, that there are fewer cars on the road in Boston than there were in 2000.
Yeah. Now, this might be an issue of geographic boundaries, Boston proper versus the region. We still have pretty bad traffic. But when you looked at the patterns of sprawl and car growth relative to population growth from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, population over that time was growing at a much slower rate than the total cars. And we've seen a reversal of that with more people and fewer cars registered in the city of Boston.
All right. One last question. The Indicators Report is a 30-year project. You're 15 years into it, which means you're smack in the middle. The last report is coming in the year 2030. What do you hope to see in that last report, especially in terms of income inequality?
Certainly, I hope that we can see closing of this gap. I think that's number one. But also, I think that what we really need to focus on is we unfortunately live in an economy where there always will be a top 1% and a bottom 1%. But what we need to continue to focus on is how do we ensure that regardless of your economic status and where you fall on that ladder, that you have prosperity, have a high quality of life that isn't always put into economic or financial terms.
Jessica Martin, director of the Boston Indicators Project at the Boston Foundation, coming into the studio this morning to talk about the new report. Thank you so very much. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.